Darest thou now, O soul, walk out with me toward the unknown region, where neither ground is for the feet, nor any path to follow? No map there, nor guide, nor voice sounding, nor touch of human hand, nor face with blooming flesh, nor lips, nor eyes are in that land. Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
All the way up, get a little bit higher. All the way up, take it up to the top. All the way up, push a little bit harder, but don't ever stop. Finding the road that leads me up the easy way. Taking a ride that satisfies me more and more each day. All the way up, yes, I'm finding my way now. All the way up, right on up to the top. All the way up, I don't care what they say now, 'cause I'll never stop.
Boil a kettle and make some tea. No sugar or milk for me. And will you tell me what your name is anyway? Very soon you'll have to dress and catch the train. The Victoria Line. Fat ladies with shopping bags, thin ladies with fashion magazines. It's mental chewing gum when they're far away. You'll be a vacant face with eyes that search for a resting place. Maybe they'll find mine again on another day. Spoke to you last night 'cause I liked your smile down on the ground, where I found the restless sound of the Victoria Line. There's no mistaking those gentle fingers that scratched your nose, unobserved or so you thought until yesterday. But now it's nearly nine and you're back to the light blue line. Won't you tell me what your name is anyway?
We got off to a little bit of an esoteric start today. That was a group called The Bundle, B-U-N-D-L-E. That's the B-side of their single, Can't Find the A-side. That is Progressive Underground, brackets anyway, on Polydor. And when we were searching via 45 yep. Cat, it mentioned the group Sailor. Did you find any more about
it? Yes, I did. And interestingly enough, George Kajanus, who was on vocals then, but he was known at that time as George Hultgren.
Yep.
He then went, under the name of George, he then went to, he was part of a British folk rock band called Eclection.
The Eclection, yep.
Yep, right. They then went, later on in his career, he wrote a couple of songs, actually. He wrote a single for... He actually wrote a single for Cliff Richard, apparently. And then he went on a single called Flying Machine, which came out in 1971. I don't know whether you know of that one. Anyway. And then also later in 1974, him and a few others got together to form Sailor, which then had a massive hit with the Glass of Champagne, which we talked about earlier. So it's the same guy.
We, you, me and Les are listening to the new singles of the 5th of June 1970, issue number 332 of the new singles, a weekly listing of 45 revolution per minute singles. There were 44 only this week. There's usually anything around 60 to 70, so it's a It looks like a poor week, but musically it's a brilliant week. We began with The Scaffold from a film All the Way Up. Couldn't find the single, so we had to lift the main titles from the film. Howard Blake, the composer, was involved in it. I had the misfortune to watch some of this film a few months back on Talking Pictures in the UK. Warren Mitchell. It's got some names in it. Warren Mitchell, Richard Briers, Adrian Poster, Bill Fraser, Vanessa Howard, Frank Thornton, Terence Alexander. But it was a bit like Confessions of a middle-aged man who wants to get on in the world.
Yeah. Howard Blake, of course, went on to do better things with
writing the music for The Snowman, and of course Walking in the Air is one of his most famous compositions.
So there he was on Parlophone Records with The Scaffold and the film of the title All the Way Up. Let's listen to the B-side of that Scaffold single, Please Sorry.
You and me, cup of tea. You and I, touch the sky. Me and you, equals two. Me and thou, why not now? You and me, feel so free. You and I, steak and kidney. Me and thee, constantly. You and me, cup of tea. Just the food.
Information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
Got time to change your mind and live again. The sun is up and she's got time to change your mind and live again.
So she cried all night long till the sun began to shine. All her tears just faded away. And she's got time to change her mind and live again. The sun is up and she's got time to change her mind and live again. She had a feeling, she's dreaming that she might die until the warning of the morning.
She's got time to change your mind and live.
again. The sun is up and she's got time to change her mind and live again. The sun is up and she's got time to change her mind and live again. The sun is up and she's got time to change her mind and live again. The sun is up and she's got time to change her mind and live again.
Yeah, the Jam, J A double M E. Poor Widow on Stateside Dunhill Records. Prior to that, it was a Scaffold, and it was more familiar Scaffold fodder. Please, Sorry, Parlophone Records, McGough, McGear, and John Gorman, wasn't it? And there is a little bit of coherence in today's programme, because we're now going from Poor Widow to Black Widow.
Help me in my search for knowledge. I must learn the secret art. Who dares to help me raise the one whose very name soothes my heart? Sarah! Discard your clothes and come on foot through streams and fields and moonlit moors. Your body soaked in secret oils. Perfume herbs will heal your sores. Join me in my search for power. Wives and husbands, bring your kin. We'll be as one within the hour. Let the Sabbath now begin.
Come, come to the Sabbath. Come to the Sabbath. Satan's there. Come, come, come to the Sabbath. Come to the Sabbath. Satan's there. Come, come, come to the Sabbath. Come to the Sabbath. Satan's there. Come, come, come to the Sabbath. Come to the Sabbath. Satan's there. Come, come, come to the Sabbath. Come to the Sabbath. Satan's there.
Discard your clothes and come on foot through streams and fields and moonlit moors. Your body soaked in secret aisles. Perfume herbs will heal your sores. Join me in my search for power. Wives and husbands, bring your kin. We'll be as one within the hour. Let the Sabbath now begin.
Come, come, come to the Sabbath. Come to the Sabbath. Satan's there. Come, come, come to the Sabbath. Come to the Sabbath. Satan's there. Come, come, come to the Sabbath. Come to the Sabbath. Satan's there. Come, come, come to the Sabbath. Come to the Sabbath. Satan's there. Come, come, come to the Sabbath. Come to the Sabbath. Satan's there. Come, come, come to the Sabbath. Come to the Sabbath. Satan's there. Come, come, come to the Sabbath. Come to the Sabbath. Satan's there. Come, come, come to the Sabbath. Come to the Sabbath. Satan's there. Come, come, come to the Sabbath. Come to the Sabbath. Satan's there. Come, come, come to the Sabbath. Come to the Sabbath. Satan's there. Come, come, come to the Sabbath. Come to the Sabbath. Satan's there. Come, come, come to the Sabbath. Come to the Sabbath. Satan's there.
Learn the secret art. Who dares to help me raise the one whose very name stills my heart?
Wow.
The single edit of Black Widow's Come to the Sabbath on CBS Records.
Well, I've heard that for ages.
S5031. And while that was playing, Men in White Coats worked feverishly in transmitter rooms to try to get us contact with Les again, and
we have contact.
They have succeeded. Anything to say about Jam before we lost you?
Nothing at all.
No, that's good. Black Widow.
Well, I've only just got back online. Hang on, give us a second.
That's right. While Les seeks out further information on the goodies we've got for you today, I'm going to play you the antidote to Satan. It is, of course, Matt Monroe, and we're going to change the world.
would gulp down her breakfast, shut the fridge and join the throng. Margaret Beatty snatched the milk in, scanned the news and went along. Annie Harris drew the curtains, screwed her eyes up, had a beep. Saw the marchers, heard their voices making early morning noises. Stumbled back to bed and tried to sleep. Come with us, run with us. We're gonna change the world, you'll be amazed. So full of praise, when we've rearranged your world, we're gonna change your world. Shuffling through the cold black morning went the marchers, spirits low, grunting greetings, grimly pressing on to where they had to go. When the sun came up, they brightened, stopped to have their thermos brew. Annie Harris got up gladly, pondered for a little sadly, then got on with what she had to do. So come with us, run with us. We're gonna change the world, you'll be amazed, so full of praise. When we've rearranged your world, we're gonna change. Target numbers swollen, up the marchers' banners go, chanting, shouting out with leaflets, protest for everyone to know. Sit in front of all the traffic, Harry busy shopping wives, try to stir their ostrich notions, whip them up to wild emotions, put some fire into their wretched lives. So come with us, run with us. We're gonna change the world, you'll be amazed, so full of praise. When we rearrange your world, we're gonna change your world. Sherry Wood was dragged, still sitting by a policeman from the road. Margaret Beatty had her face slapped by a man she tried to goad. Annie Harris in the office paused in typing, thought of Don, glanced again at his last letter, died for others to live better, brushed away a tear and carried on. Come with us, run with us. We're gonna change the world, you'll be amazed, so full of praise. Change the world, you'll be amazed, so full of praise, when we rearrange.
sounding something like the Beatles, and not surprising since it's from 1964. That's the Beefeaters, reissued this week, the 5th of June 1970 on Elektra. They must have got the back catalogue. They did turn out to be the Byrds, McGuinn, and etc.
David Crosby.
We're going to play the B-side in a moment. Don't Belong.
I was just looking at the lyrics of that Matt Munro song. Very, very political.
What, the We're going to change the world?
It talks about people being dragged along by policemen, and it's very much a portent of what came in the 80s with all the protests and stuff.
Yeah. And children being told off for playing in their front gardens.
I know. But this thing about people dying for the cause, and all that.
Yeah.
It's quite interesting. If you read the lyrics, it's quite amazing.
Especially
for somebody who's clean cut as Matt Monroe.
Yes, and it sounded such a jolly, innocent tune, didn't it? As well, especially after
I don't know how they got away with playing it, at the time.
Well, do you think we'll get away with it?
No. Well, times change.
In a moment, we're going to listen to two consecutively numbered Tamla Motown singles, TMG 741 and 742. It will be The Temptations with Psychedelic Shack, followed by Rare Earth and Get Ready. But first of all, the B-side of that Beefeaters single, and this is called Don't Belong.
Smile, come to me, don't be loud. Let me tell you how my heart goes wild. Please let me love you and it won't be round. Every time I'm in your arms, come to me, don't be loud. You know that I'll never do you harm. Please let me love you and
due to my poor handwriting there, I put the wrong inflection on the words there. It should be don't be long, and I said don't belong, which is two different meanings entirely.
Isn't English difficult for those that don't speak it?
I guess it might be, though.
Oh, what a great sound there from that great chorus sound of the guitars there, then. Twangy guitars, that absolute brilliant sound of the Byrds.
That was
there.
The sound of the Byrds, 1964, when they called themselves the Beefeaters. These are the Temptations.
That's right. Listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
When ever I'm asked, He's slumped. Bent has slumped.
Tina Turner singing I Want to Take You Higher. And next week, I think it will be the original single from Sly and the Family Stone. Yeah. But there was Ike and Tina with...
that was a good version of it.
Yeah, on Liberty Records. In a similar vein to the two Tamla tunes we played, Temptation, Psychedelic Shack. And you pointed out to me that your Psychedelic Shack was indeed green.
Green. Yes, it was. You remember them days.
Oh, sprogs and single sideband suppressed carriers.
No. Oh, dear, them were good days, weren't they?
They were very good days, Les, yeah. And then it was Rare Earth and Get Ready. We have hit the jackpot. I keep saying this each week, and somehow we seem to. There's some gems coming out. It was for me, this was the year, 1970, when everything fell into place. Yeah. 44 singles this particular week, the 5th of June, 1970. Deep Purple coming up now with Black Knight. And it always reminds me of listening to this tune on 208 Meters, Luxembourg, Kid Jensen. Do you remember? Yes. Kid had a late night sort of rock, a progressive music show. And this is on the Harvest record label, but this is quite a rarity. I'm playing one of Kathy's singles here. A friend of hers obviously went to Singapore and came back with this single on the Columbia record label, EAC 1032, but it is exactly the same as the Harvest single. I'm going to play that single right now.
Down.
That is quite a worn-out version of Black Knight, released on the 5th of June 1970. There is the Singapore edition on Columbia of the Harvest Single in the UK. And it's much like last week when we played Free and All Right Now, sometimes the only way to make sure you're playing the original version is to find an original copy of a single, because I've got Deep Purple in Rock, the anniversary edition, in my hand here. Yeah. I've got the let's see now, Black Knight, the unedited Roger Glover remix.
Yes.
And I've got the piano version. So the only way to make sure we're playing the original is sometimes to play the actual single. A few minutes ago, we were talking about sheds, psychedelic shacks and radio reception. And this week, Les, I am pleased to announce that Les Reed Orchestra finally on Chapter 1.
That was a big tune for us back in those days.
It was for all of us.
For many of us involved or listening to pop, especially to our Radio North Sea International, it was sort of like, that was our era, that was.
And to Anoraks now, it probably means an awful lot to them.
It was a test, you know, we had that as that single, and we used to put it on the turntable, and we used to put the transmitter on, and then drive round Peterborough trying to, whether it's just on repeat, so we could drive around for about half an hour and see where the signal was going.
Is it us? How far have we got? We've gone half mile down the road. We can still hear it.
Yeah, no. I used to go for about, we used to get over about 3 or 4 miles we could hear this thing.
Yeah. So, in case you don't know what we're going to play, it is called Man of Action, Les Reed Orchestra. I'll play this to all fans, all people who remember Radio North Sea International, and to my long-time correspondent Mike Guy, who even now works for RNI.
Yeah.
I've not heard vinyl click and catch like that for absolutely years and years. I think we'll write this one off and play more in the next hour from Deep Purple. But first of all, something that made Kathy and I laugh, and I suspect it might bring a smile to your face, my friend. A couple of weeks ago, we played Rita Alston and Popcorn Funky Reggae. Well, here she is today with her single called Love Making. It's the same instrumental track in the background. In fact, it's all instrumental except for the start. Oh, let me bring Les back in here. Hello, Les.
Hello.
Sorry about that. I wonder
why
I was
getting carried away with Deep Purple. Though.
I wonder why there was no response when it started to click and stick.
Oh, incidentally, listener, before you start to this, close your ears to the first 30 seconds. unless you ever did.
There's no swearing in it whatsoever.
It's typical of the songs of the time, I think. There was various things. I had lots of innuendo and various other things. And a bit later on as well, there was a few that were banned. This may well have been banned at the time. I'm not sure.
It might have been. On Jackpot Records. This is Rita Alston. I'm going to close both of us down.
Hello. Can I make love to you?
Of course no. My mother told me always to say no.
Would you mind if I make love to you?
No.
that was on the B-side of the Rita Ouston single, Les.
Wow.
It was called My Love, even though we can instantly identify. And,
right.
And I see you said one half of the title whilst I was typing the other half.
Yeah, no. Yeah, because written by Max Steiner for the 1959 film A Summer Place.
Yeah.
And obviously, well-known, the well-known recording everybody knows is the Perfectly Faithful Orchestra.